The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start today by talking about the New Hope Valley Railway. The Railway Museum, which is home to the New Hope Valley Railway, opens its 2021 ride season the weekend of March 27th and 28th. Hop into spring and celebrate all things spring with a train ride behind the historic locomotive. The Easter Bunny will be in the rail yard for excellent photo ops before and after your ride. Also enjoy free activities, including the Garden Railway. All of our family caboose opportunities for hop into spring train rides are already sold out, so they are not available for booking on our buy tickets calendar. Check the railway's website for details on times and tickets. That web address is triangletrain.com. Again, the web address, triangletrain.com. On the website schedule page, there's also information on other scheduled 2021 ride dates. Choose your ride day or month, select a departure time, then buy tickets. Family cabooses sell out quickly, so if a ride does not show a caboose is available, it has already been sold. Tickets for Trick or Treat, Halloween Express rides, and Santa's Reindeer Roundup Express rides are not yet available for purchase and will be added to the Buy Tickets calendar later this year. Check the website again or the Railway's Facebook page for any updates or changes. Of course, state COVID restrictions regarding safety measures will remain in 2021 until further notice. Check out the important ride info on the Railway's Plan Your Visit webpage to make your train trip comfortable and memorable. Again, the web address is triangletrain.com. Well, Billy Joel has postponed his upcoming Charlotte concert to 2022. Joel was originally set to perform on April 18th at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium, but the show was rescheduled, and then it's all because of COVID-19 concerns. Concert promoters had announced that the show had been postponed again and will now take place on April 23rd, 2022. Tickets purchased for the previous dates will be honored for the new date. Ticket holders will be contacted via email with refund options if they are unable to attend the new date. Joel performed in Raleigh in early 2014 at PNC Arena. If you haven't heard, Netflix is testing a way to crack down on password sharing. The popular streaming service has been using pop-ups to ask some users to verify their account via email or text, or to verify later. The test comes as streaming services proliferate and more people share passwords and services. Netflix confirmed the test, but did not say how many people were part of the test or if it was only in the U.S. or elsewhere. According to the company, this test is designed to help ensure that people using Netflix accounts are authorized to do so. The carousel at Pullen Park is back. The popular attraction reopened with hours from 10 to 6 daily. The carousel closed November 30th because of COVID-related precautions. The park's kiddie boats also are open, but with a limited capacity and limited operating hours. The train will be closed for a bit longer through the end of March for track maintenance. Wellness checks and face masks are required when riding the attractions. There may be a wait during busy times. The North Carolina Symphony has added a three-concert Young People series to its extended virtual offerings. The kid-friendly concerts often incorporate storytelling, acting, dancing, and other arts. All the concerts start at 3. It's Peter and the Wolf on May 1st, Carnival of Animals June 5th, and Cirque de la Symphonie on June 12th. Viewers can stream the concerts to their homes and watch them on demand for 20 days after each concert. Tickets are $21.46 for a single show or $57.92 for all three concerts. And speaking of the streaming events at the Duke Energy Center, again, the number to call there is 919-996-8700. And we'll go through the full schedule here for Duke Energy Center. March 27th and April 9th, it's Music from the Movies, a streaming event. Saturday, April 10th, Copeland and Dvorak, again, streaming. All these are streaming events. Saturday, April 17th, Appalachian Spring. Saturday, April 24th, and Friday, April 30th, Ragtime Kings. Again, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Then currently scheduled, Saturday, May 1st, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, live. This off-Broadway hit comedy is a one-man fusion of theater and stand-up and is a light-hearted theatrical comedy based on the New York Times number one best-selling book of the last decade by John Gray. Moving swiftly through a series of vignettes, the show covers everything from dating and marriage to the bedroom. This hysterical show will have couples elbowing each other all evening as they see themselves on stage. Sexy and fast-paced, this show is definitely for adults. Thursday and Friday, May 6 and 7, Beethoven's Violin Concerto. This is a symphony streaming event, as is Thursday, May 13th, Cirque de la Symphonie. Thursday and Friday, May 20th and 21st, streaming Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. Thursday through Sunday, May 20th through the 23rd, Cinderella from Carolina Ballet. The iconic tale of fantasy and true love comes to life once again with Cinderella, featuring an original score played live by composer Carl Moraski, while Robert Weiss's choreography tells the story of Cinderella's transformation into a beautiful princess and her journey to find true love. Friday, June 11th, an R-rated magic show. Friday, June 11th, Daniel Habif at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, June 25th, Trey Anastasio with the North Carolina Symphony, Maimandy Concert Hall. On Wednesday, July 7th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Teresa, star of the hit TLC show Long Island Medium, will share personal stories about her life and explain how her gift works. She will deliver healing messages to audience members and give people comfort knowing that their loved ones who passed are still with them, just in a different way. Friday, August 6th at Duke Energy Center, Who's Live Anyway? This 90 minutes of hilarious improvised comedy and song, all based on audience suggestions. Cast members Ryan Stiles, Greg Props, Jeff Davis and Joel Murray will leave you gasping with very witty scenes they invent before your eyes. Audience participation is key to the show, so bring your suggestions and you might be asked to join the cast on stage. Another stage event, if you let your shot at seeing, or if you lost your shot at seeing Hamilton slip by a few years ago, you'll have to wait a bit longer to catch the Broadway phenomenon's return to Durham. Due to COVID-19, the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, has pushed back its production of Hamilton by more than a year. The new Hamilton dates are May 17th through June 5th of 2022, for a total of 24 performances. Deepak announced the new dates Tuesday for 11 other touring Broadway productions, including Escape to Margaritaville, Tootsie, Hades Town, and Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Hamilton, of course, is the lyrical sensation depicting the American Revolution and creation of the U.S. Constitution, with founding father Alexander Hamilton at its center. The Pulitzer-winning musical is a modern-day classic, winning countless awards and credited with reinvigorating Broadway. At the beginning of the pandemic, Deepak announced initial dates for Hamilton's return to Durham, planning for a production at the end of last year into early 2021. As COVID-19 continued to disrupt society and entertainment venues' capacity was limited for social distancing, the production has now been pushed back to next year. When Hamilton first played at Deepak in 2018, it set all kinds of record attendances for the Durham Theater on its way to selling out all 32 performances. Tickets to Hamilton are not yet on sale and will first be offered to the theater's members, the Friends of Deepak. Now, new dates for touring shows at Deepak, and the dates, of course, are subject to change because of Deepak, mostly. The bands visit October 5 through 10 this year. Also, this October, Tootsie from the 19th through the 24th. Escape to Margaritaville, November 9th through the 14th. Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations, December 7th through the 12th. Then we move into next year with 1776, the musical. This is from December 28th this year to January 2nd, 2022. Hades Town, February 22nd through the 27th of 2022. Oklahoma, March 29th through April 3rd next year. Then we have a good run here. Pretty Woman, the musical. My Fair Lady. Hamilton. Jesus Christ Superstar, and Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird next August, or the next August. That's the 2022. PNC Arena is next, Friday, July 11th, the Dude Perfect 2021 tour. Fans will experience the dudes up close and personal when they bring the action right into the audience with crazy stunts, competitive battles, some of their most funny and embarrassing stories, outlandish stereotypes, maybe an appearance from the Rage Monster, and several of their most popular segments from their award-winning overtime series like Cool Not Cool, Wheel of Unfortunate with Ned Forrester. Wednesday, August 4th at PNC Arena, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, The Dream, the Tour. Tuesday, August 7, 2021, Rage Against the Machine. This is the public service announcement tour. Wednesday, August 18th, Michael Bublé at PNC Arena. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, it's Luke Combs and What You See Is What You Get tour. And Tuesday, October 12th, it's Harry Styles' Love on Tour 2020. That's the current lineup at PNC Arena. Then we move on to the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh on South Blunt Street. We haven't read about a schedule there in more than a little time. There are two shows each performance, one at 7:30 and the second at 9:30, unless noted. Concerts are subject to change. As always, more information available about the Poorhouse Music Hall schedule can be had at 919-821-1120. Right now, scheduled for Friday, March 26th, Zephyrinthes Friday, April 2nd, John Howie Jr. Saturday, April 3rd, Arson Daly. That's 7:30 and 9:30. It is sold out already, but there you never know. There you could check and just make sure there might be some last-minute cancellations on tickets. Friday, April 9th, Litz. Saturday, April 10th, Heather Victoria. Sunday, April 11th, Eduardo de Rosa Maria, Noche Flamenca y Dancer. That's at 7:30. Friday, April 16th, Reliably Bad. Saturday, April 17th, Almost People, Scotty Sandwich's 40th birthday celebration. Friday, April 30th, Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band. Checking out other events from around the state, Spectrum Center in Charlotte, currently scheduled there. It's Tuesday, August 30th, August 3rd, the first event at Spectrum. JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour. Friday, August 13th, Alabama, 50th Anniversary Tour. Tuesday, August 17th, Michael Bublé. Saturday, September 24th, LIFAF Tour, hosted by Martin Lawrence. Wednesday, October 27th, Gold Over America Tour, starring Simone Biles. And then February 15th, next year, 2022, The Weeknd, the After Hours Tour. This is all at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Then the Bank of America Stadium concert's coming up Thursday, June 24th. It's Motley Crue and Def Leppard with Poison. Saturday, September 25th, Garth Brooks. I think this is his fourth postponement. Dive Bar Stadium Tour. Then Saturday, April 23rd, as we mentioned a little bit ago, Billy Joel. And at Greensboro Coliseum, Saturday, May 15th, for King and Country. Saturday, June 12th, Mike Epps in Real Life Comedy Tour. Others scheduled for later in the year, Justin Bieber, July 29th, Jim Gaffigan, August 16th, Kane Brown, September 3rd, Dan and Shay, the Arena Tour, September 18th, and Maluma, October 3rd. Artsplosure, Raleigh's signature art festival that draws tens of thousands to the area, will be postponed until October because of COVID-19. The festival was originally set to take place May 15 and 16 in downtown Raleigh. It's now scheduled for October 9 and 10. With the COVID pandemic continuing to evolve and the safety of our festival participants a top priority, we have decided to postpone our namesake festival until October 9 and 10, when the odds of presenting an event that lives up to our standards and our audience's expectations should be better, said Art Explosure Executive Director Michael Lauder in a news release. The annual festival, normally held in the spring, was initially postponed last year at the start of the coronavirus pandemic before being canceled. Festivals and special events of more than 50 people have been canceled through March 31st. And, of course, that includes the St. Patrick's Day Parade and Festival and the Raleigh Night Market. As mentioned previously, the NC State Fair is on the schedule for this year, but the Got to Be NC Festival is not. State Agriculture Commissioner Steve Trockler announced recently that the State Fair was canceled last year because of COVID, but not this year. The 2021 State Fair is scheduled to run October 14th through the 24th. However, this spring's Got to Be NC Festival has been canceled, just like last year. The event is usually held in mid-May at the State Fairgrounds Expo Center, but the coronavirus pandemic is still quite an issue at this time. All right, another club in downtown Raleigh has a few events coming up. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. The phone number, 919 919- 821-4111. Saturday, March 27th, Jonathan Parker at 8. Saturday, April 3rd, Josh Daniel, two shows, 7 and 9:45. Friday, April 16th, Idle Wild South, a tribute to the Allman Brothers Band. It's at 6:30 and 9:30. Sunday, April 18th, 420 Reggae Fest, 6:30. Friday, April 30th, Moonwater, tribute to Widespread Panic. There are two shows, 7 and 9:45. No concerts currently scheduled for the entire month of May. Okay, moving to the amphitheaters in the area, starting with Red Hat. Downtown Raleigh's Red Hat Amphitheater is setting up next year's schedule of concerts. The first on the schedule so far, 2021, Maren Morris, May 6th, and Primus is set to perform June 23rd. July's dates include Jamie Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Megadeth, and Lamb of God, and Lindsey Stirling. The current schedule for August 2021, Lewis the Child, David Gray, Blackberry Smoke, and the Goo Goo Dolls. Then it's, of course, IBMA's World of Bluegrass concerts in October. Cocobooth Amphitheater, only thing scheduled so far, Good Vibe Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and special guests. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek has had a couple of changes. The 2021 schedule was supposed to start Saturday, April 17th with Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band, but Buffett's concert has been rescheduled for next year. However, there are others still on the list. Currently, Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour is set for June 26th. The schedule includes a number of dates in July, including the Black Crowes Shake Your Moneymaker Tour, Tedeschi Truck Band's Wheels of Soul Tour 2021, Thomas Rhett and Cole Swindell, Kids Bop Live Tour, Dave Matthews Band, Luke Bryan and Kaylee Hammock, the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald, and Matchbox 20 and the Wallflowers. Later in the year, performers include Chris Stapleton, Alanis Morissette, Kiss, Maroon 5, and Brooks and Dunn. Let's catch a couple of laughs, starting with Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Thursday through Saturday, March 25 through 27, Greg Fitzsimmons. Greg is a comic who doesn't need a fancy gimmick or shtick to rouse a crowd. He simply opens his mouth, the perfectly crafted jokes fly out, and the crowd is in stitches. Wednesday through Saturday, March 31st through April 3rd, Corey Holcomb. Corey got his start in the world of stand-up comedy by working the open mic circuit in the hotbed of Chicago. In the years since, the self-proclaimed ghetto Dr. Phil has become a national sensation and has appeared on NBC's Last Comic Standing and MTV's Wild and Out. Thursday through Saturday, April 8th through the 10th, Erica Rhodes. Erica has appeared on ABC's Modern Family, HBO's Veep, Fox's New Girl, IFC's Comedy Bang Bang, and recurred on True TV's Fameless. She was a regular panelist on Comedy Central's At Midnight and Fox's Punchline. Sunday, April 11th, Chris Allen. Chris is a stand-up comedian and writer. His conversational yet laid-back style, coupled with his quick wit, keeps audiences on their toes. He's performed at Rogue Island Comedy Festival, DC Underground Festival, among others. Thursday through Sunday, April 15th through the 18th, it is T.K. Kirkland. T.K. is a well-respected comedian, podcast host, writer, businessman, motivator, an actor with 35-plus years of experience in the entertainment industry. His national notoriety began as a standout in track and field in high school. That athleticism and drive landed him a scholarship, and when he graduated with an MBA, he was a prolific writer possessing the natural ability to captivate his audience through laughter and real-life experiences. Thursday through Sunday, April 22nd through the 25th, Earthquake, known lovingly by his fans as Quake, he's been dishing out his unique delivery and bankable common-sense rhetoric across the comedy club circuit since the early 90s. Okay, Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday, April 8th, it's Nick DiPaolo. In this day of watered-down comedy, Nick's brutally honest performances remind us of what great stand-up should be. Funny, socially relevant, and a little bit reckless. Friday and Saturday, April 9 and 10, Andrew Scholes. As 2018 and 19's most viewed comedian in the world, Andrew has taken stand-up by storm. A native New Yorker, Schultz is known for his hilariously unapologetic takes and wild off-the-cuff interactions with the crowd. Thursday through Saturday, April 15th through the 17th at Raleigh Improv, Christopher Titus, Carrying Monsters Tour. Imploring what he's labeled hard funny, Titus, star and creator of the Fox show Titus, has released 8 90-minute albums in as many years. Sunday and Monday, May 2nd and 3rd at Raleigh Improv, the Tammy Tour, one trailer park at a time. Chelsea Lynn is a comedian, actress, and internet personality extraordinaire. She started building a fan base in 2014 when her sketches featuring her alter ego, Trailer Trash Tammy, went viral. Her videos have since gained hundreds of millions of views across the internet and have launched her career on screen and in comedy touring. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Now, if you have comments or questions about the program, call us, 919-832-5138. The number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.